I in fact put a question in at the end of last year and was alarmed to see that in one night shift in December last year, only 8 members of staff showed up for a shift of which there were 1,500 inmates. Well, firstly, there has to be a recognition of the fact that we have an erosion of our public services over the last 13 years. We have an NHS with waiting lists that are through the roof. We have schools that have been crumbling around people's heads, stopping them being able to go back to school. And now we have staffing levels that are so woeful, and we have an under-resourced prison service for the last 13 years that we actually have people who are suspected of terror charges escaping from prison. So what we have to acknowledge here is that this lies firmly at the feet of the government and their woeful handling of all of our public services, including our prison services.